Hey, everybody, this is Rick.
And this is Ron. Welcome to Rick and Ron at Lunch.
Yes, sir.
And Rick, what's on the menu for today?
Well, I'll tell you what, today I think we'll talk about a couple of movies. And Ron, I'm also going to try to stump you with a little name that movie.
Shouldn't be hard.
No, I think you're up to the challenge. I have faith in you.
I'll do my best. I really will.
Yeah, I think you'll ace it.
Thank you.
But to get us started, I thought perhaps with the summer blockbuster movie season winding down, I'd get your thoughts on a couple of flicks.
Summer.
From the past couple of months. Yes.
Summer.
The big hot summer. The long hot summer.
And there were a lot of movies to be seen.
Indeed. So what did you think of Inception?
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Well, how about the Twilight sequel,
yes,
Eclipse?
The Twilight. No.
Really?
No.
Well, let's go back a couple of months then. What do you think of Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2. That? No. I did not see it.
And that's our show. Thanks
Thank
for joining
you.
Us.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
No, we're just kidding. Tell me which one you like better. Did you like Iron Man 1 or 2, Ron?
You know, I think I always liked the first, mainly because it's fresh, it's new, it's different, it's exciting. And the second one... And I thought it was good. I really did. I liked it. But, you know, the first one just seems to be the best. What do you think?
I agree totally. I think that's usually the case. And I, not having read any of the Marvel comics growing up, I was more of a DC guy, Superman and Batman. I knew absolutely nothing about Iron Man. So it was nice to sort of get it from the beginning of his origins, yeah, how he became Iron Man, huh?
Exactly. And the second one continued the saga. And I would say likened to... Spider-Man, there's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 all the way, however many, and I'm sure there'll be another.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'm wondering if it's going to be in 3D, because they seem to be doing that a lot these days. The third movie is 3D. So, yeah, Iron Man 3D.
I've never seen a 3D movie, but it's due, don't you think?
Indeed.
I would think that...
Indeed,
yeah,
he do.
I would think
it's
that
due.
3D... Indeed, he do. It's due. It, no, I'm really looking forward to my first 3D... picture. I'm sure you've... How many have you seen?
I have lost count. At least a dozen, I would say, since
wow,
they started doing them.
Well, that just shows you I don't get out much, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that. You have the kind of movies that you are particularly fond of, and they tend to be, what would you say, fantasies or...
Fantasy, sci-fi. Mm-hmm. That's just... Yeah, and I like action, but I sure tend to gravitate to movies like... The Harry Potters, the Twilights,
yeah,
the Iron Mans, the, you know, the Spider-Mans. I liked all the Superman and the Batmans. I know you were fond of the newest Batman movies.
Exactly, yes. Oh, the last one I thought was just superior with our old friend Heath Ledger.
Yes.
Rest his soul.
Yeah, he did a great job. And didn't someone finish for him?
In that movie?
Or did he complete it?
Yeah, I think they kind of finished off that character. He did get that done, but you may be thinking of the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
I thought it was in Batman where they had to complete the a couple of scenes for him that he had passed away just prior to that.
That could well be. I hadn't heard about that, but yeah, that would be very interesting,
yeah,
if that was the case.
It would be, and maybe some of our listeners would know and can send us an email.
I wish they would, yes.
I do too. That would be helpful. They can become part of this.
Be part of Rick and Ron at Lunch. Pull up a chair and join us.
That's right. What is for lunch anyway? I'm hungry.
which, by the way, I'm getting ready for because I am quite hungry.
Yes.
And ravenous though I may be, I think I may actually take a cue from you, sir, and choose something healthy today.
Healthy you?
I know.
Like, what is that? Like only one slice of pizza?
No, one of those chicken Caesar wraps.
That's
looks good.
There you go.
Oh, and it gets even more amazing. I might even do pretzels instead of potato salad.
You know my favorites. I love the chicken Caesar wrap, but I like the Caesar dressing on the side. Kind of like When Harry Met Sally, one of my favorite movies, where Sally had everything on the side.
Now, see, there's a perfect example talking about When Harry Met Sally, which I know is one of your favorite movies.
Love this, that movie.
This is kind of what distinguishes our personal tastes as far as... films and entertainment. I am very much a movie-going guy, and you are very much a DVD-watching guy.
Netflix, here I come.
There you go.
Or,
yes,
or in demand, or yes, I prefer. Mm-hmm. I prefer the solace of my home. I mean, it's a nice theater. It's not like the kind that you see in those mansions, but I have it set up nicely with a little surround and a nice size screen, and me and the wife, you know, sit back and watch a movie now and here and then, and We're entertained. Now, don't get me wrong. We go to the movies for the movies we enjoy. Absolutely. That's an experience all by itself. And I highly recommend that to anybody. Anybody that's listening, go to the movies. Absolutely. But also watch them at home. Why not?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Your home theater is very enviable. I mean, I've watched a few things over there, and the surround sound is spectacular. You get the big monster screen there right in the living room. And it's very much like the theater-going experience. So I can see why you may sometimes forego a new movie that you could wait on and just enjoy it at home at your leisure later. I kind of like the, I don't know if you'd call it the social experience of being with a bunch of people sharing in this story. You know, there's laughter and there's tears or whatever during
What I love the part where the beepers go off and the cell phones, that really works for me. Or my favorite are the people that pick to sit right behind me that love to go, oh, this is the part of the movie where, so, and you know, it's like, okay, people, let me watch it. But no, that is isolated, but it's, you know, it does happen.
I do experience some of that. Maybe I get to avoid a lot of it because I sometimes go opening weekend. Not always opening weekend, but, you know, hopefully most people haven't seen it yet, so they're not sitting behind you saying, oh, now watch this. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, and that makes sense, you know. But then again, you don't mind being in large crowds.
For the most part, that's true. Yeah, I hate to go to, like, stadiums for concerts or sports or something like that, but for some reason, the movie theater, it's a very structured experience. You know when it's going to begin and when it's going to end and all of that.
But you didn't mind when we went to see Paul McCartney at the Liberty Bowl.
That was the time of my life.
Wasn't it great?
And the only time I've ever been in the Liberty Bowl.
Mm-mm.
being a football
really?
Hater, as I am, yes.
Oh, man, I've many a time in the Liberty Bowl. Many, many, many time. But McCartney was one of the more memorable times for me.
Yes, what an unbelievably good show. What was that, 1992? Early to mid-90s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that would be my guess. But it was a... Yes, it was great, and I actually went outside. That is something.
That's true. What time of year was it? Was it like spring? Because it wasn't bad.
It wasn't hot, yeah. So it had to have been either a beautiful spring or fall day. Mm-hmm. It had to have been. Yes. It was just perfect, really. I mean, it was the ultimate outdoor stadium event.
I agree completely, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you... For one of my birthdays,
uh-oh.
I think it was the following February,
okay.
You gave me this fantastic photograph of Paul McCartney's first appearance here in town.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, in 1966 at the Mid-South Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. And you were at that show, is that correct?
I was at that show.
And you took that picture.
No, I didn't take that picture. I was
stole
given
that
a
picture.
Copy. I did not. I was actually given... at the time, back in the day, they were negatives. There was no digital back then. And the person that happened to be the general manager of the Mid-South Coliseum was a friend of my wife, Natalie's. You know Natalie, I believe.
I know the Natster.
Yeah, the Natster. But anyway.
She hates that. I'm sorry.
No, she hates
I know
Nat.
I know one word never to call her, and I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, never say Nat.
But is the Natster okay?
Natster's good.
I haven't tried that on her yet. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But anyhow. So we just happened to find that negative. She allowed us to... make a copy of it, and I made a second copy for you, and that's how I got it. I mean, I don't even know where the original negatives are anymore of that. It was a great picture, too.
Oh, I know. It's just classic vintage rock photography. I mean, the Beatles live on stage, black and white, 1966. You can't beat it. And somehow, shortly after you gave me that picture, I lucked upon somebody who had a color photograph. Knew the official photographer or something from the McCartney concert here that we all went to, and I was able to put them side by side in a beautiful frame, and it still graces my office here.
Wow. Yeah, maybe one of my friends would make me a copy or get me an actual copy of that thing. Anyway, yeah, I have a birthday coming up next year.
You do. Next year.
Mm-hmm. Next year. So anyway, So what were we talking about?
I know. Boy, this is as tangential as you can ask for.
Yes. Anybody that's listening now, or if any one of you are left, this is it.
They have tuned out by now, brother.
That's right.
But no, we started off, and I did want to ask you a couple more things about the Iron Man deal.
Yes.
The villain in Iron Man.
The second one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Mickey Rourke.
Yes, Mickey Rourke. I forget the character's name, Ivan something, but he was this laser whip-wielding, you know, bad guy.
Yes.
I thought he was a lot more menacing than Jeff Bridges, who I love. But he was just a bad businessman, you know, an evil businessman in the first one. What do you think?
Oh, Mickey Rourke played one of the quintessential bad guys of the last 5 years. I mean, he just did a great job. I just can't speak highly enough of how evil he was, a great role he played. And I'm very proud that he has straightened up his act. And has gone from, I guess one of his last bigger movies was The Wrestler, which I saw on DVD. Mm-hmm. And then this one, which I really did see in the theater, Iron Man 2, I thought he did a fabulous job as a bad guy.
He had that look about him. There was just something about him that looks dangerous, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. Yes. Excellent movie, really. I mean, again, I still prefer the first one, but I think Mickey Rourke made the movie.
And you know, it was kind of funny thinking about Mickey Rourke. He doesn't look anything like he did when he was in his 20s and in movies like Diner and stuff like that. I don't know if it's hard living or what, but he's developed this tough guy, I don't know, a countenance that just commands attention.
And now that he's left Disney, no, that's Mickey Mouse. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Now you're being goofy.
Thank you. Anyway.
And Jeff Bridges is another example of that. He's a good actor, young fella, when back in the day. But now you watch him and you just can't take your eyes off him. I finally saw Crazy Heart this weekend on DVD.
Oh, mm-hmm. I have not seen that yet. I guess I need to.
I highly recommend it. And being a fellow musician, I think you'll especially appreciate it.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, I am particularly critical of musical biopics, you know, documentaries or pseudo-documentaries and the like.
Yes.
Because they're so ridden with cliches, you know, The Rose and that Barbara Streisand thing, A Star is Born a few years back. You know, somebody always gets sick or somebody is a drug addict or an alcoholic, and it's all about the tough life of a musician.
Right, I got it.
You know, and I realize they're going to have all that dramatic stuff going on. But for that reason, they become so cliched. But this one, this Crazy Heart, was so authentic from beginning to end, and even though it had some of those same subplots, I was just so riveted by its authenticity. I really think you would enjoy it. I highly recommend Crazy Heart.
I will definitely try to watch it this weekend. I'm trying to think of if I have any major TV programming that I have to get off the old DVR. I don't know. Not sure
it
yet.
It does pile up, that's for sure. Oh, you know what else I watched this weekend? You're going to like this.
The In-Laws.
You're close.
Get out
What's
of here.
The other movie? What's the other movie you've been trying to get me to see for like a year and a half now? Okay, maybe not a year and a half, but like 9 months.
The one with the roller derby people?
There you go.
You watched it.
I watched Whip It.
Finally.
I did.
And?
You know, I liked it, and I didn't like it.
Well, I know what you didn't like.
And her name is?
Drew Barrymore. Here's a guy that does not like Drew Barrymore. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I give you Rick Robinson.
Nothing against the gal. You know, she's got talent and she can be funny.
Yes, she does. I
think I was just annoyed in this movie that not only was she the director and the producer, and that's fine, but she gave herself this ridiculous comical character mm-hmm. who didn't fit in with the rest of the cast.
But she that was like, it. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah, well, okay.
But I also liked it when she bared her chest to David Letterman. I thought that was great, too. So
did she do that?
She did that.
How many have done that?
How many? Well,
haven't quite a few done that on Letterman?
I don't know. I know that she did. I happened to be watching that night, and of course, I'm a huge Letterman fan, and I tape every one of his shows, watch him back the next night. So, but this was many years ago. I think maybe even before that, I just happened to be watching, and I was thinking I would love to have been David Letterman right then.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Or would you settle for Paul Schaefer?
Now, that would be more like you, because you play keyboard about to that level.
There you go. Well, not to that level, but...
But there you go.
I'd be way off the stage, as far away from Drew Barrymore taking off her shirt as I could be.
That's true.
Yes. Let's see, there was something else I was going to tell you what I liked about it. Shall I tell you what I liked about it?
There was something.
Yes, what I liked about Whip It mm-hmm. was Drew Barrymore wasn't in it much.
There you go. All righty.
No, but seriously. The fact that it was the roller derby theme, because you don't see that in a lot of movies. They haven't done that to death.
Nope.
Like football or basketball or some of the other sports movies.
And that was refreshing. I agree.
So that was decent. And of course, as you know, I do like Ellen Page.
I thought
everything
so.
I've seen her, and she's been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. She is, and she's a cutie.
Isn't she, though?
She really is.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Inception,
yeah.
Are you going to go see it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Don't put me on the spot.
I have to put you on the spot at least once more because we're going to play a little Name That Movie.
Oh, all right.
Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Here is a movie clip from a film I know you've seen.
Okay.
So hopefully this won't be too much of a stretch, but I tried to make it obscure enough that it's not going to just like be right there. Okay?
All right. Go ahead.
You're so brave, Louis.
Someone has to take a stand against criminals like that.
But he could have killed you.
In such a situation, you have no time to think. Instinct takes over. It's either kill or be killed.
Does that ring a bell?
Well, it's not trading places, is it? Spaces? Trading places? Quote?
Very good. That's exactly what it is.
Really?
Yes.
That's Dan Aykroyd.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Lee Curtis. No?
Is it Jamie Lee Curtis?
That plays the hooker.
Yeah, I don't think that was her in the scene, but yeah, she plays a hooker in the movie, and of course, Eddie Murphy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got it. Trading Places, just like, or is it Spaces?
Trading Spaces is on TLC.
That's why we both keep thinking that, yeah. That's exactly right.
Yes, all right.
Well, you did good, so you've won.
Yes, what have I won?
You have won the opportunity to say goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
And end this thing.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But anyway.
No, really, thank you for joining us, folks.
It has been fun.
We hope you'll be with us next time.
Yes, for more drivel.
The good kind.
News about anything, mm-hmm. whatever we feel like talking about. It could be a movie.
Some television. Maybe we'll get around to that next time.
Could be a song. Could be radio. Could be whatever we want.
All this and more on Rick and Ron at Lunch.
Yes, thanks everyone for joining us.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. See you next time.
Bye-bye.